Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Virginia Bass defeated Bonnie Neely 2 years ago to become supervisor in Humboldt County. She also targeted the planning department as a problem needing fixing. She says it needs to change to an agency prepared to encourage development rather than impede it. Humboldt County Sheriff's investigators are looking for someone who poisoned a man's Blue Lake dog with rat poison. Sheriff's Office spokesman Lieutenant Steve Knight said the family dog of a Larson Heights man, its owner told authorities that he heard barking outside his home and then in the morning found the dog having seizures. A veterinarian was unable to save it. Researchers at UC Davis determined that the dog's body contained toxic chemicals found in decon, a rat poison. The sheriff's office is investigating. And two occupants of an Arcata travel trailer are lucky to be alive after a fire destroyed their home yesterday. The two were living in the travel trailer and woke to the smell of smoke. They escaped, but the fire destroyed the trailer. A spokesman for the Arcata Fire Department said there were no smoke detectors in the trailer, and its occupants are lucky to have survived. Firefighters from McKinleyville helped to put out the fire. If you're flying in or out of the Arcata Airport in McKinleyville, you could have problems this next week. Officials at the airport say flights could be delayed or canceled because of a failed instrument landing system. The system helps planes land during inclement weather, and it's currently out of service. They say it'll be until the end of next week before it's back in service again. Officials from the FAA are arriving to fix the problem. In the meantime, airport officials are saying that cancellations could happen at a higher than normal rate this next week. The sheriff's office is searching for stolen 1998 Toyota Tacoma pickup truck along with a gun safe and dozens of weapons that were taken during a burglary at a residence on Letts Lane in McKinleyville on Tuesday. The victim reports that the thieves stole the metallic blue pickup truck along with a large gun safe from inside the residence. The gun safe contained 8 rifles and shotguns, 15 handguns, and a large amount of cash. No suspects have been identified, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The National Weather Service has issued a high wind advisory for this afternoon into this evening. Winds of 15 topping 25 miles per hour with gusts up to 50 miles an hour will blow through the region, with peak winds expected into the Del Norte area. The high winds will affect driving conditions and also bring the threat of downed power lines and power outages. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai. And Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Recent economic indicators are suggesting that Humboldt County is headed for recovery. According to statistics compiled by the Humboldt Economic Index, the labor market is beginning to improve for workers. In December of 2013, the non-seasonally adjusted unemployment rate was 7.5%, down from 9.6% in 2012. County Supervisor Rex Bone points to recent developments by the California Redwood Company as another factor that signals economic growth.
We've talked since I was elected about what California Redwood did out there on the peninsula, restoring their export dock to export chips. Market's down a little bit, but now they're looking at doing some oak chips. I mean, they're looking at a lot of different things. I think before long they may look at a pellet mill.
Bone added that Redwood fencing sales have increased as well.
Our Redwood fencing sales through our small mills and the people that make the fencing, both at Mad River Lumber and Arcata Forest Products, their sales are up. They're doing real well. And these guys employ 30, 40 people. And these are people that are coming out of high school educations, a lot of them, and stuff like that, and can't go out and get a job with a necktie and stuff like that. But these are timber jobs, lumber heritage jobs that we used to have.
For more information on the county's economy, you can view the Humboldt Economic Index online on the Humboldt State University website. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.